Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
John Mellencamp bringing us back 7 to 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Janet Christie, founder and president of Leverage and Development. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her website, also her books, 101 Winning Marketing Actions, and Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. We're talking right now about National Women's History Month, but maybe this segment a little bit more focused on yesterday, Janet, because yesterday was International Women's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about
that's
that.
What I read.
You didn't participate?
Well, it depends on what you mean by participation.
You showed up, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So really, there were two groups of women yesterday. There were the angry ones and the ones who showed up, right?
Yeah.
It's almost that much of a delineation.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I was troubled by the women who chose that day to demonstrate their anti-Trumpness, their opposition to the president. And I didn't think that's what International Women's Day was about. Did International Women's Day get... I mean, irrespective of your politics, folks, I thought International Women's Day, Janet, was to celebrate women and not to be political, specifically. I mean, that's about as political as you get if you focus on one person.
So some women hijacked a celebration day and made it an anti-Trump day?
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Well, that was a waste because... we had an opportunity to bring a lot of attention to things that women have accomplished.
Now, all women didn't do that. Our friend Terry Anise, who's helping women entrepreneurs in Rwanda and Afghanistan, she celebrated, and they were celebrating. I mean, a lot of women celebrated. You did. A lot of the women I know celebrated that day, but there were people. In fact, it's my understanding that the actual... original founders of this particular day celebration, so to speak, are very political, including one of them was a terrorist. Went to jail for 10 years for killing somebody as a terrorist act. That was in the news.
Well, and that so often happens with things when you try to focus on a particular group of people, no matter who it is. But, and you talked in the earlier segment about why are so many people angry and why are they still holding on to issues and things like that. And yes, there's places where things still need to change. But I think it's kind of like, and here I go bringing politics into it, but I think for some women it's kind of like politicians. Politicians, elected officials, very often have no intention of keeping the promise that they're making.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they kept it, they wouldn't have anything to run on next term. That's a personal opinion. And I think sometimes women hold on, or in other groups too, to hold on to something that is either, solved or...
Oh, they refuse to, recognize the progress.
Right. Because either they have some kind of personal vendetta or problem with it, or they wouldn't know how to move on because all they've been
right.
is angry.
There's a lot of that going on in America. Let me ask you a question: as a woman in the marketplace now for a while, do you think women are still being discriminated against in the marketplace?
I think there are places that they are, but I think women are holding themselves back in so many places because. And I have seen this a lot in working with female entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
They do not give themselves permission to be successful.
Right.
So in my opinion, what they're doing is instead of, not everybody but a lot, are instead of making the steps to be successful, acknowledging their own success, especially if it means making money, and even more especially mm-hmm. if it means besting a man.
Right.
So instead of giving themselves permission to do this, they keep, I think they're holding themselves back by saying that somebody else has to give them permission to be successful. And that's,
yep.
you know, where you get the protests and, you know, give us this business because we're women instead of fighting for it.
Exactly. I've said this many times on the show, women don't have enough confidence for the capability that they have. Men often have more confidence than their own capability. And so you know, women need to take a little bit of a play from men, and all women have to do is just claim their own capability.
Mm-hmm.
Self-confidence, right?
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm going to say this. This is going to maybe make some people, some ladies happy, unhappy. Don't find your self-confidence in the new clothes you have in your hairdo. Find it men don't do that, Janet. Men don't say, I need a new suit to make me more confident. We don't do that. If we've got confidence, it's based on our capability. And women have the capability, they're just not claiming it. And you know I'm saying that out of love, Janet.
Yes, and I agree with you. You know, don't scream and yell about people saying the wrong, inappropriate things to women. If you're going to be on TV and wear a very short skirt and a very low cut blouse,
I'm gonna let it go with that. I'm gonna wrap this puppy up at that. Hey, Janet, I always love having you on the show. Will you come back soon?
Sure. We'll make some other people mad.
There you go. We'll get you back soon in case we miss anybody.
Yeah.
Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen, leverageanddevelopment.com, and that's Janet with a Christie with a C. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.